Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about the risks of painkillers and if there's some alternative means that you can utilize. Also, we're going to be talking about getting old age, and you know how we can slow that down. And also, if we have time, memory issues, you know, what drugs take and mess your memory up. So, you know, those drugs that give you that brain wipe effect. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I lift them up in prayer all the time, every day. I pray you do too. And I lift up this nation. I ask for righteous leadership. I hope you're seeking the Lord's face and hitting the knees and asking for that because, you know, in Isaiah 59, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to plead for truth and justice. You know, you pray it in, you might just get it, according to God's will. So, you know, but you can't get what you don't ask for. So I'm just watching all these candidates bounce around, and you know, I want righteous men of valor to get in a position of power all across this nation, right? And dispose of this greed and wickedness and all the things, the wickedness in high places the Bible talks about, which is, you know, tyranny. And of course, what was it? It was Thomas Jefferson, and I think Benjamin Franklin said disobedience to tyranny is obedience to God, something along those lines. I like it. Let's just, you know, adopt that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Let's see. What do we have? Well, we have over-the-counter pain relievers. We're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail soon. They say they cause fatal strokes and heart attacks. The FDA has really announced they're going to require stronger labeling warnings on prescription and over-the-counter painkillers that are in the aspirin family. Brief warning on these drugs may increase the risk of heart attacks and strokes, including people who don't have cardiovascular risk factors. So basically, these types of drugs are among the most widely used over-the-counter, and millions of Americans using them every day. But new research is suggesting that even small amounts can be deadly. So we're going to touch on that a little bit in the segment we're coming up on risks of painkillers here. Also, last but not least in the Quack Report, this is interesting. They got a startup venture, kind of like a medical Uber, you know, where you can get an app, you could tell people in Uber you need a ride somewhere. Somebody signed up privately for Uber, they'll get their car and take you for pick you up, drop you off. So they got one now for medicine. Darren Gold, he had a stomach virus, so for the first time he used an app called Heal, H-E-A-L, and it summons a doctor to your location and, of course, his home. And he liked the doctor so much that he used the app again, Heal, to have his two-year-old son treated when he had a fever and was sick. The whole family got colds. This is an L.A., I guess, venture capital for wellness care that's, you know, kind of got a new spin. It's a high-tech spin on the old-fashioned house call. And $99 for the first two visits. They come to you, $200 for a family visit, but it's not covered by insurance. But, you know, some people may consider it a bargain, you know, when you factor in having to take off from work, waiting in the doctor's office, and blah, 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 blah. Well, since they can take place anywhere, the services provided range and a lot of non-emergency medical care treatments, you know, like strep throat, stitches. It's like a mobile urgent care clinic, if you will. Now, there's different models all over the country. The one that was on the West Coast, Heal, of course, we just mentioned. Now, in New York, it's called Pager, and they'll dispatch a doctor or nurse practitioner to you through Uber for $200. Heal is in the Los Angeles, San Francisco, Orange County area of California. They promise to get you a doctor to you, your location, under an hour for $100. Most of the services don't accept insurance. Patients, though, can pay with their health savings accounts or submit an out-of-network claim. And they do carry malpractice insurance, but overall it's a low overhead, so it keeps their prices down. And thanks to this mobile boom, they have a lot of medical equipment devices that are very portable for key equipment like blood analyzers, ultrasounds, you know, hot heart monitoring devices. They got a bunch of stuff that they can just, you know, put in a bag and bring with them. So it's very mobile and convenient and less overhead and cheaper in the long run, I would think, if you want to go that route. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about the risks of painkillers, because anyone who has really suffered with chronic pain knows the downside to the prescription painkillers, because I learned a lot about pain medications when I worked for a neurologist. So patients with severe head pain, kind of get trapped into using these narcotic opiate painkillers, which disrupt their pain receptors. And in many cases, the pain patients are prescribed a narcotic with a non-steroidal drug for inflammation. So with the narcotic medications, the patients develop a tolerance to them, and then they soon find that their doctor can't prescribe the stronger and stronger drugs that they need to get rid of the pain. Therefore, what modern medicine actually does is create a rebound effect that leaves the patient with severe pain worse than when he started out. So a healing or a cure from the pain is really never accomplished when you have symptom management like this. So at best, the pain medications should be used short-term for trauma, never as a lifelong answer to pain. So is there a safer way to deal with pain and avoid the risk of over-the-counter and prescription pain relievers? Well, we're going to take a look and find out. First, let's check out some of the side effects. There are multiple side effects when you use a lot of these pain meds. However, taking such drugs, you should avoid drinking alcohol to avoid that excessive damage to the liver. So prescribed pain medications come with a risk of dependency and addiction. So in nearly every case, such drugs make the muscles of the digestive tract sluggish, causing constipation. But other side effects often reported are dry mouth, nausea, vomiting, drowsiness, sleep apnea, chest pain, abnormal heartbeat, kidney problems, and difficulty urinating. So names of the often prescribed opiate pain drugs are going to be things like codeine, hydrocodone, meynepprine, morphine, and oxycodone. And most drug inserts, you know, have warnings, and they state, you know, the drug only helps to manage your pain and it's not the cure for your pain. So taking prescribed pain medications need really close monitoring. And if you want to stop the drug, weaning off of it is really going to be highly recommended because you don't want any withdrawal. Now, there are many drug interactions that patients need to be aware of, and they need to do their homework before they take the drug. For instance, you know, your pain medicines normally don't mix very well if you're on antidepressants, antihistamines, sleep medication, or even blood thinners. All right, let's look at this thing called breakthrough pain. Have you ever heard of that term? Breakthrough, what is breakthrough pain? Well, often when patients are managing their pain with drugs, they can experience a flare-up of severe pain while they're on the medication. And this happens regardless of missing a dose. So they can be taking their medicine just as the doctor prescribed, and bam, they get this flare-up of pain. It's called breakthrough pain. So the pain breaks through the med, and you're going to be feeling it. Now let's talk about the withdrawal risk. Now the risk of experience withdrawal symptoms when you're coming off a lot of this extended use of pain medicine is going to be high. So the dependence the body encounters on the pain medication is a consideration that you should take seriously before you start using the drug. So if there is withdrawal reaction, the symptoms would be things like muscle pain, anxiety, irritability, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Now, withdrawal of the opiate pain drugs often leads to an addiction-type behavior where the patient really seeks out the pain drug, resulting in some negative consequences in their personal and professional areas of life. So if this occurs, you know, then the patient is he or she resorts to enlisting the help of a professional addiction specialist because, you know, it's just going to wreck their lives, right, if they don't. All right, now there's this new labeling. Let's just check on this a minute here. The FDA, what are they wanting to do? Well, the FDA has issued some new warning labeling for prescription and over-the-counter pain medications. This includes pain medications which may include aspirin. So why the change? Well, it seems that there's an accumulation use of these drugs, and it's produced a mountain of evidence that they are more dangerous than previously thought. So the new warnings will let consumers know that if they take these pain medicines, they run the risk of experiencing a fatal stroke or a heart attack. So if you take these pain medications, you know, just beware you know, that risk is looming there. So it appears that this warning is really not limited to people with heart problems. So heart patients, you know, it doesn't really matter if you have a heart problem or not. So for those with some form of cardiovascular disease, yeah, you're going to be at a higher risk, but it doesn't mean just because you have heart disease that that's what they're talking about. They're talking about everybody. So the new warnings target also the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And we're told that, you know, aspirin by itself doesn't seem to offer the same risk. However, long-term use of aspirin seems to be linked to an increased risk of macular degeneration. So consumers will soon see these new warning labels for products like Aleve, ibuprofen, you know, like your Motrin and Advil, naprexin, ketoprofen, the acetaminophen Tylenol products, and Celebrex. So there are millions of people on these drugs right now putting themselves at grave risk because the research shows that even small amounts of these drugs can kill you. You don't have to be on it long term for it to kill you. So what will the warnings actually say? Well, for those on acetaminophen products, the label will indicate in bold letters that it can produce severe liver damage if using anticoagulants and to consult a physician first. If on the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the warning will state there's a risk of severe stomach bleeding as well as the risk to heart attack and stroke. Now, although many of these products did have the heart attack risk warning on them since 2005, the new research is strengthening these warnings and warrants a significant label change because the fact that you don't really have to be on these drugs long term, just a few days or a week or so, and that can invite this risk. Well, let me read you this quote by Bruce Lammer. He's a Northwestern University specialist in drug safety. He says this: one of the underlying messages for this warning for their pain medicine has to be that there are no completely safe pain relievers, period. That's what he says. And this is true. No safe ones. No, not the prescribed kind. Not the pharmaceutical kind. All right, what about this superdose pain drug? Have you heard about this one? Well, in 2014, this was highly debated because the FDA was approving this high-dose opiate drug called Zohydro. And at the time, the FDA commissioner, Dr. Margaret Hamburg, said, the last thing the country needs is a new dangerous high-dose opiate. Too many people have already become addicted to similar opiate medications, and too many lives have been lost, end of quote. Okay, so Commissioner FDA saying, what? All right, here's what Dr. Andrew Calandri, president of the Physicians for Responsible Opiate Prescribing, says about this Zohydro drug. He says, Zohydro is a whopping dose of hydrocodone packed in this easy-to-crush capsule. It will kill people as soon as it's released, end of quote. What? Wow. And then, of course, Dr. Stefan Anderson, a Washington ER physician, he says, you're talking about a drug, Zohydro, that's five times more potent than what we're dealing with now. Based on potency, I'm five times more concerned, end of quote. Wow, okay, so if doctors and the commissioner of the FDA is concerned, I guess we should be concerned. Well, according to the CDC, deaths by prescribed opiate drugs quadrupled since from 1999. There was like 4,030 people that died on them, and then by 2010, there were 16,651 people that died on these opiate pain drugs. So, of course, the drug manufacturers and the FDA, they assert that, you know, the drug benefits outweigh the risk. However, the drug companies and the FDA neglect to admit that pain sufferers will go to great lengths to relieve their pain. And as Paul Guilino, president of U.S. Pain Foundation, he says this: we know that a person with pain is not a person who abuses medications. A person with pain is a person suffering to get pain relief in order to live a fulfilling life, end of quote. Well, and heart patients, you need to be aware, desperately aware, The new warnings for pain medications are more dangerous to anyone with a history of heart disease. So the research is pointing to the fact that heart patients who took non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are more likely to die by a heart attack within the following year. That's what they're seeing in the numbers. So here is what Emory University Professor of Medicine and Public Health Peter Wilson said, no relation, about these drugs. He says, here is the rule of thumb for estimating the risk from non-aspirin, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. He says, over-the-counter doses are the lowest available. They will increase the heart attack risk and stroke by 10%. Low prescription doses increase your risk by 20%. High prescription doses would increase the risk by as much as 50%. Such risks are especially dangerous for those over the age of 65 or who have cardiovascular risk factors. So if you are in the habit, he says, of taking these drugs for headache or mild pain, you might want to reconsider. End of quote. Might want to reconsider. Wow. Okay. And it's really interesting because a lot of these doctors will sit and write prescriptions for their patients they would never take themselves. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with healthcare when that kind of stuff goes on? What goes on right now, what we're talking about? What is wrong with healthcare? A lot of things. We don't have time. It's out of the side of the scope of this show today. Well, let's talk about your options. Because there are other options out there when you want to deal with pain rather than risk addiction or death. There are herbs that can offer you some pain receptor blocking, just like your drugs, the analgesic effect, if you will, much safer, gentler, and offer zero risk. Okay, so I like to use peppermint and ice topically for pain issues. Then inside the body, I'll offer, you know, the anti-inflammatory effect and pain relief using willow bark and meadow sweet herb. And there are lots of anti-inflammatory herbs that are very useful, especially for headache pain, like feverfew, valerian root, skullcap, ginger root. And you're going to find a lot of these options at Apothecary Herbs. Yep. Yeah, you're going to find they have their regular and extra strength pain relief that has the willow bark and meadow sweet in there, also anti-inflammatory action as well. They have the peppermint leaf, the ginger root, the valerian root, and they also have the headache formulas for tension, stress, and migraine. So there's three different formulas there, depending on your type of headache. So you can give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. If you want a free product catalog, their number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you can just visit them online. Check them out there, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You get there, type in herbtalklive.com as well. But thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. It gives you tools, it gives you information, and it gives you an option that's less toxic and safe, and it puts the power back in your hand, right? Absolutely. So if you're going to go to the website, don't forget to check out the newsletter tab and the books and newsletters tab, and you can sign up for their free health newsletters that go out each week, and that will be empowering information for you as well. So there's a newsletter that goes out Tuesday and one that goes out on Friday, and so you can check it out. They're both free. You can sign up for those online. And also, if you're looking for the Power Herbs book, it's there as well. It is now available in PDF, Kindle, and iPad or EPUB formats, if you will, and you can you get several hundred pages full of, you know, herb secrets, how to make your own herbal tinctures, herbs symptom reference guide is in there. So it's really a great book to get you started using herbs for empowerment. So check that out as well, thepowerherbs.com under books and newsletters, okay? Absolutely great. All right, we're going to shift gears. We're going to shift gears, and we're going to be talking about, you know, what we can do about getting old, right? You know, as the population gets older, you know, well, as we move forward, our aged population gets bigger, actually. A lot of experts in health and even in finance wonder how we're gonna take care of all these aging people. Now, Japan is said to have the highest concentration of the elderly, quarter of their population. That's 31 million people. And they did a study on the aging. And, of course, all these studies on aging, not new. But the scientific term for aging comes from a Greek word meaning the study of old men. Gerontology is what they call it. So we also get the term geriatrics from that. Okay, so the concept of gerontology incorporates a lot of fields. It incorporates the biology, it incorporates medicine and sociology and psychiatry. So, well, is the answer to our aging population more of a social issue? Do we need more social programs? Why are the social programs that are in place, why are they not enough? So how do we define old age, and how do we individually have any power to slow the aging process and stay healthier and more active longer? Well, we're going to take a look and see what we have. What are our options? First of all, we're going to define what's old. There's a lot of people out there that have different definitions. According to biologists, they defined old age as, well, not getting around as easy, you know, as easily as you did. Yeah, there are some general references that may describe the elderly, or things like, you know, final age or lifespan or retired. I don't like any of those terms, really. But there is really more to it than just your birth date and whether you're retired and not working if you're not employed. Cultures have several different qualifying characteristics of old age. Biologists are not even in agreement as to the biological cause of aging. It is, you know, kind of speculated that the lifespan is already dictated in your genes, your blood, and then other experts suggest that the lifespan is influenced more by your lifestyle or both. So the latter may have a lot of weight to it. You know, your lifestyle does have a lot to do with your health level. And due to a lot of cultural studies that they've done indicates that lifestyle does affect not only the severity of certain diseases like cancer, diabetes, or heart disease, but also the existence of them. So can old age be defined by a number? Western countries seem to have a starting range of old age. It starts at 65, the typical retirement age, and, you know, qualification for those social programs. However, other countries may define old age at starting at the mid-40s or even in the 70-year age bracket. So history is telling us that in medieval Europe, the average lifespan was 30 years. By today's standards, 30-year-olds would be considered in their prime, right? Absolutely. So with modern conveniences and better hygiene, life expectancy has improved. And so I think there's a lot of things that influence, you know, a lot of things. We have a lot of stimuli that influence us can affect how we age. Stress is one thing, you know, pollution is another. So we got a lot of factors that we have to deal with, and it can make us age quicker. So we're going to check out some of these physical and biological influences and what we can do to help ourselves out. Yep. Well, I can see by the clock we're going to be taking a break, so we're going to cover that when we come back. And also, we're going to talk about some of the things that make your memory go away. You know, not what you want. We call it brain wipe. So some things you may be doing, taking, can interfere with your memory. We'll talk about that, too. When we come back, be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Wash away my flow, wash away my shame with the rain and shine.
on Herb Talk Live, and I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're talking about old age. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to get there one day if you don't think you're old yet. You know, everybody has their own idea what old is. You know, young people think, you know, 30, 40 is old. Okay. Well, scientists boiled old age down into genetics and physiological conditions, you know, cognitive function, chronic ailments, that kind of thing. Medical care is really not getting less expensive. So another indicator they use to determine old age is how much you're costing, you know, in the medical area, how much is being spent on your medical bills. So technology and all the advancements there and other medical advancements are tracking a lot of the elderly. And I look at this as a double-edged sword, really, because they say they can get all these statistics, this analysis, do an algorithm, and reduce costs, right? And really classify people in a status of being elderly in society, and you know, clear-cut guidelines, you know, in this fast-paced world. So this can really outstrip the elderly in society when we don't keep up with technology-oriented things. You know, this can really take people that are still wanting to work and get them and disqualify them from employment opportunities because of the fast-paced technology field. So it kind of forces them into retirement. Now, also being financially prepared for retirement is another issue. It's been coming up. You hear the financial experts mention this all the time, that what, less than half of America has enough for retirement? And, and the money they have, is it going to be there? Is it going to go poof if it's paper assets, you know? Really, got to ask these questions. So the nucleus of the family unit has been under attack, too, in modern times. And it's really changed the identity of how the family unit functions. About 100 years ago, the family unit contained several generations that lived in close proximity to each other. But today, the modern family is spread out, leaving older family members more isolated. So the older we get, the less likely we are to pull up roots and move. And modern technology has made the family unit more mobile and less and just more dispersed. So the most that aging parents really can hope for these days is to live maybe within a 1 or 2 hour drive of their children, their adult children. So the niche market has really sprung up to fill in this gap. It's those assisted living homes. You've seen them everywhere. So the expectations of retirement living are changing quickly in the industrialized society. So the 40-year-olds will have a very different, the 40-year-olds today, we're going to have a very different retirement from those retiring right now. Hope you realize that. So the quality of life and the role that they will play in society is being redefined. Redefined. Well, let's look at some of the biological influences. Lately, research has indicated that life expectancy may be linked to your blood. Red blood cells carry oxygen, and white blood cells, you know, they defend us from disease, the immune system response. So the white blood cells also have something extra. It's called a nuclei. So there are approximately 5 million red blood cells for every half cup of blood, and they have a lifespan of about 120 days. There are 3,000 to 7,000 white blood cells per half a cup of blood, and they have a lifespan of 2 days to 2 years, depending on the type of cell. So red blood, these cells have the same shape. They're round. They kind of look like a shallow bowl. White blood cells have different shapes, which depend on their function. According to new research in the New Scientist and Medical Daily, the scientists think that they are honing in on the secret to longevity. Mm-hmm. So the scientists think they've turned a corner here. They have some attention now on this issue in the blood itself. And they think more specifically the white blood cells and the stem cells are linked to longevity. So they think that when these cells get exhausted, they exhaust themselves, and they can't be replaced, this is when we meet our maker. And this is why, you know, science is so intent on that stem cells research in their hopes of, you know, fooling creation to fend off death indefinitely. So science wants to do more than just control when people die. They want to try to abolish disease altogether, which, you know, I mean, people would say, well, that's a good thing. But will they do that? I mean, there's so much to be controlled with disease. We see that every day in our current lifestyle. Scientists want to do more, so we'll see what they do. If they can establish a way to replenish the stem cells and the ends of these cells called telomeres, they think they can promote a disease-free life for most people. However, stem cells and telomeres require healthy DNA, and lately, human DNA is under attack by environmental toxins, genetically modified foods, and a host of substances that mutate our cells, including vaccinations. So how are you going to have healthy DNA to help your stem cells and telomeres stay healthy and well? Good question. We have to keep in mind that science, you know, what they achieve in the lab may not be possible in the field. It's very different. Well, you know what? I'm not waiting for science. I'm not waiting for the government to discover answers to better my health. When I have that power right now, God gave it to me. It's one of them God-given rights. I have the power over my body, my health. So everyone does, really. You got to remember that. So research is really pointing to your blood for longevity and health. And that can make a lot of sense. So healthy bones make healthy blood. So protecting your bones is going to be pretty important. Well, I like to use the calcium-rich plants to do that. Not animal products, but calcium-rich plants to do that. Because our bodies like to absorb calcium for strong, healthy bones. And it needs boron and magnesium with the calcium to do that. So you find those elements in your green vegetables, your fruits, some of your herbs, in that really perfect ratio that the body requires for it to absorb the calcium and put it where it needs to be. Now, animal calcium really doesn't have those minerals necessary for that absorption and uptake. So that's why we still have osteoporosis and everybody's, you know, drinking a ton of milk, ice cream, yogurt, and cheese. And, you know, we still seem to have, you know, bone disease. So what's really important is, you know, to think about these things, to realize these things, and to tap into herbs are here for the service of man. That's what God said. Now, another important fact that was discovered is that when you're keeping blood clean, so that the bones can regenerate and make the blood, and you want to keep the blood clean after it's been made. That's real important. You don't want the blood laden with impurities because it won't carry oxygen-rich blood as efficiently to your bodies, to your cells, to the nuclei, to the telomeres, and so forth. So it's really important that the blood stay clean and healthy. So that's why I've been on this whole thing for 15 years telling people on the air. I've been on the air 15 years. Oy, that's a long time. What I've been telling people is cleanse and nourish, put in nutrition, get the toxins out. Very basic, very ancient, but guess what? It works. So cleanse and nourish approach really helps you sidestep a lot of internal medicine disorders, a lot of disease. So just keep that in mind. You want to eat as clean as you can as far as organic foods and water, filtered water, and, you know, limit your alcohol. If you're smoking, please try to stop doing that. And really protect the body God gave you. And you'll be amazed how fit and young you are. You'll have the energy. You'll have the ability to, you know, exercise every day and pump that blood and get that oxygen going. And you won't be dependent on medications for life. So it's real important to do that. It's your responsibility to do that. And God told us to do that. That's right. Herbs are here for the service of man. And their meat, you can check that out for yourself, of course. Just, you know, blow the dust off that Bible and you'll find it there. And that's why we do cleanse and nourish here on the show and at Apothecary Herbs. That's our specialty. So if you're interested in learning how to cleanse the blood, if you want to, you know, make sure you have healthy, strong bones, if you want to, you know, live as long as you can and look like you're, you know, 20 years younger, then do your cleanse and nourish. You know, do what you're born to do, what's easy to do, what's within your grasp and realm to do, okay? No need to go to plastic surgeons, please. I mean, use that knife instead of cutting up the face, the skin, you know, use it to cut your vegetables. Now, if you're interested in cleansing, check out thepowerherbs.com or give them a call and ask for their catalog. They have it all lined out, how you cleanse in order for your safety and success, and you'll be amazed at how powerful you can be. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and thepowerherbs.com if you want to check them out there. You can just, you know, check out the organ cleansing tab, the immune boosting tab. They got lots of things up there for empowerment, so check that out. All right, we're going to shift gears, and we're going to talk about the things that take and mess up your memory, often called brain wipe. A lot of people have problems with memory and cognitive things. And this is, you know, to be expected, they say, as we grow old. I say no. It is not to be expected. If you read your scripture, God said Moses was, you know, sharp as a tack. His eyes were not dim, you know. Before he died, he was just, you know, really vital to Israel as a leader. And he was well, he was fit, he was healthy. So medical experts lead us to believe that forgetfulness, confusion, normal signs of aging. So we hear about pills that help us to remember and how new drugs will help us to forget traumatic events. Pills to remember, pills to forget. What can affect our brain's ability to recall memories, recall family member names, where we live, what our phone number and address is? If these are memory problems, you know, they shouldn't certainly be among the youth of this nation, but sometimes it is. So we're going to find out what it is. First of all, let's look at the brain. Modern science used to think that we were born with all our brain cells and we didn't replace or regenerate any of them. But now science has discovered that the brain does indeed repair, regenerate, grow new brain cells. And in fact, medicine has documented brain injury cases in which the brain, in order to get around a damaged area, will grow a new connection and reshape a network until that repair is complete. Well, then what's the deal here with memory loss? Well, most would agree that memory or cognitive brain function is not inevitable as we grow old. There are plenty of elderly folks out there with full cognitive functions. They're sharp. They're witty. They're fun, you know? And they're just, you know, just inspiring. That's what they are, right? So just because you're old doesn't mean you are expected to lose your cognitive functions. Now, I had an uncle who could really, he was sharp. He could introduce you to everyone at a party of a few hundred people. He knew everybody's name, right? He was good with names. He rarely had any of those, quote, senior moments, right? So what made him different than others his age who struggle to remember their street address or their phone number? Well, the difference, I think, is he wasn't relying on prescription drugs like a lot of his peers were. I think that's what it was. So let's talk about the prescriptions that cause brain wipe. There are a lot of prescription meds that can interfere with memory, like wiping the slate clean. Now, I've seen this firsthand on folks taking heart medicines, blood pressure, and cholesterol drugs, and within a short time, they have difficulty with their memory. Other drugs that also affect memory and cognitive abilities are anti-anxiety drugs. They're used not only for anxiety, but they're used for depression. They use this stuff for muscle spasms, insomnia, agitation, and even seizures. So the problem with such medications is that they tend to build up in the patient's system, causing more serious conditions like delirium, and increasing the patient's risk of having an accident. Now, of course, you've probably heard that one class of heart drugs causes memory problems. That's the statin cholesterol drugs. You may have a friend or family member that's taking them. Lipitor, Lescol, Mevacor, Provacol, Crestor, Zocor, whatever. But they're having problems remembering. Why does that happen? Well, these drugs reduce cholesterol, which is necessary for the brain to use in connections between the nerve cells, and that's vital for memory and learning. So most folks don't realize not all cholesterol is bad, and the brain is an organ that contains 1/4 of the body's cholesterol. So you start draining the cholesterol out of the brain, you got to have an impact there. So the good news is the brain wipe side effect is reversible when the patient stops taking the drugs. And that was a study done by it was republished in the Journal of Pharmacotherapy in 2009. So after that particular study, the FDA in 2012 required these drugs to display a warning that statin drugs cause memory problems. Mm-hmm. Now, apparently there are memory and cognitive problems, even with the young people. In a study that was done in the United Kingdom, they published it in the Journal of Psychopharmacology. It shows that young folks using street drugs for recreation impair their memory. So drugs like cocaine and ecstasy not only produce the brain wipe effect, but also can cause cardiac and respiratory arrest. So the ecstasy drug can really shut down the cognitive abilities, shut down speech and spatial tasks. Subjects in the study that were taking these drugs had difficulty planning, organizing, and multitasking. So the drugs also seem to affect time-based perspective memory in the frontal lobe part of the brain, dealing with self-awareness. Other areas of the brain that were affected by these drugs involve empathy and to be able to regulate cardiac function. Well, then there's the over-the-counter drugs that also cause a memory problem effect. Products for incontinence usually contain anti-chloroligates, which prevent bladder spasms by blocking neurotransmitters to the nerve endings in the bladder wall. But the neurotransmitters are necessary for memory and cognitive functions in your brain. But, you know, the drug's not going to say, oh, I should just shut off the ones in the bladder, but there's some up here in the brain, too. It's not discretionary. It's going to shut them all off. So people taking those products can suffer from confusion, attention deficit disorder, disorientation, short-term memory problems, and in some cases, toxic buildup of the drug causes delirium and dementia. Now, if you suffer from digestive problems and take stomach medications like Pepcid, Tagamet, Zantac, you could have a rapid onset of confusion and delirium because your tolerance level is different to these medicines and they are toxic. Wow. Some other medications you might be aware of that cause memory problems and confusion are certain antibiotics, diabetic medicines, cold and allergy drugs, pain medicines, sleep aids, tranquilizers, barbiturates, systemic drugs, neurological medicines, and antipsychotic drugs. All right, so it seems to me that, you know, people as they grow old, what do they put them on? A bunch of drugs, right? They're on a bunch of all these side effects. The average elderly person's on probably 7 meds. The main areas of concern these drugs are prescribed for, they're on diabetic meds, they're on cardiac disease meds, they're on respiratory COPD meds, they're on renal failure meds, I mean, hormone replacement meds, cancer medications, digestive, degenerative eye disease medications. These all produce toxic buildup in tissues and can also cause not only memory, but also hearing problems. So a lot of studies that were done at the Archives of General Psychology have shown, or psychiatry have shown, that as we age, it is good for the brain to stay connected and alert with social activities, to challenge the brain with new activities and skills. and it protects those connections that you've made over your lifetime in the brain. Also, exercise promotes a healthy neurotransmitter function with your serotonin levels. Here is what I've been saying. The difference between a lot of products out there and the products at Apothecary Herbs is, you know, you want a whole plant-based functional element in your supplement. You don't want things stripped away, you know, just take a little here, a little there, because these chemicals work all together in it, their entirety. So that's important to remember. Whole food supplements, if you're looking for an alternative out there. And the nutraceuticals are synthetic versions of herbs, so keep that in mind too. So prevention really is the way to go. Start early. Make sure that, you know, if you don't want to be on these drugs and have memory loss, you know, make sure that you're on a good plan. You're getting your daily exercise. You're starting to put more money to the organic foods, because you might as well buy the organic foods that don't have all the chemicals on them. They're not GMO, because otherwise you're going to be spending that money at the doctor's office. So spend the money on the good foods, because remember, good foods, nutrition, cleanse away toxins, and you got most of the stuff already taken care of, okay? You won't have to worry about drug dependency down the road. You'll have better health than your peers, because drug dependency is not my idea of a cure or good health. Lifestyle change, using your medicinal herbs to strengthen the body, that's what I call a plan, because all these medicines, these drugs, because they're prescription, they're toxic. That's why they're prescription. They're going to deplete you of minerals. They're going to deplete the system of amino acids. They're going to deplete your system of important elements like cholesterol for your brain to function. So you got to do your homework. Always ask yourself, is this going to strengthen me, or is this going to make me weak and dependent? I mean, if your doctor says you're going to be on this the rest of your life, I would be shaking my head saying, no, no, no. I'm going to be doing something else, so I don't need this medicine the rest of my life. Because that medicine's going to own you, right? Your body's going to get so dependent on it and so weak that the moment you can't have that medicine, what then? Right? You know, you don't have the money for it. They stop making it. A lot of things could happen. So why would you put yourself in a precarious position like that? You know, I would take back the control. So if you're interested in cleansing away toxins and getting some super nutrition into the system, then I would check out the powerherbs.com website. Or if you don't have the internet, do call them for a free catalog. Has lots of information in there, because, you know, educating you guys out there is the best way to go. You're going to understand why you're doing it. And you're going to be savvy consumers out there in the process, and that's important. Give them a call for a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the website. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277, because I know a lot of you in Canada do like the products. You do get them over there because you don't have them there. And Americans are very fortunate. People in the U.K., Australia, New Zealand, Canada, they can't get this stuff. But you have it here. You have it at your fingertips. So I hope you utilize it and be empowered. Get strong. That's what it's about. Gotta be strong. Strong nation of people. Smart, strong nation of people. With their memories intact. Right? Oh, I see by the clock I'm out of time. But don't forget, sign up for the newsletters. They're free by email. And you get empowering information each week at thepowerherbs.com. Sign up for that. And get your catalog and be empowered out there. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.